Real Life Korean, this is the Thank God It's Friday edition, and we celebrate with some homonyms, courtesy of our teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, of the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
Homonyms, they sound alike, but they're tricky. They don't mean alike.
Mm-hmm. And today's word is 반.
반, half?
Yes.
Are we talking about the half meaning?
Mm-hmm. Right. When I covered the homonym 눈, I said that if you pronounce it with a short vowel, it means eye, and if you pronounce it with a long vowel, it means snow.
눈 versus 눈.
That's right. And today's homonym 반 is also differentiated by the length of the vowel.
Stop it. 반 or 반, right?
Yes.
All right, so which one is the half one?
If you pronounce it with a long vowel, it means half.
Pan. Pan, pan.
That's right. Pan, right. Pan pizza. Pan, pan chicken.
Okay.
And if you want to say to divide in half in Korean, you can say 반으로 나누다. And the famous proverb, well begun is half done, is 시작이 반이다 in Korean.
Hear a lot about that lately with summit diplomacy and North-South stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, 시작이 반이다. They're almost there to the finish line of what they're trying to achieve.
And this 반 has a few synonyms, and one of them is 절반.
절반.
Yes, 절반 is the same as 반. Mm. The 절 from 절반 means to cut. So it literally means cutting in half or one of the two cut in half. You can use it exactly the same way as 반. For example, to say to divide in half, you can either say 반으로 나누다 or 절반으로 나누다. Mm-hmm. Or when you say something like half of the year has already passed by, in Korean you can say either 벌써 1년에 반이 지났어요 or 벌써 1년에 절반이 지났어요.
So whether you say 반 or 절반 really makes no difference.
However, when you talk about a period of time or what time it is, you can only use the word 반.
You can't say 다섯시 절반.
Exactly. You have to say 아홉시 반, 다섯시 반, and not 아홉시 절반 or 다섯시 절반. Also, when you say something like 1 year and a half ago, 1년 반 전에, you cannot say 1년 절반 전에. And for 1 year and a half is also 1년 반 동안. It's not 1년 절반 동안. If you say 1년 절반, it sounds like you're talking about half a year.
I wonder if there's certain expressions or something where you could use 1년 절반 in the sense of like, you know, I lost half a year to this dispute or something like that.
That's right.
1년 절반. What would you say? 잃었어요 or something?
Mm-hmm. You can say 1년의 절반 in that case.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. 1년의 절반. But when you say 1 year and a half or 2 years and a half, you have to say, you have to only say...
When you're marking the time.
Yes.
It has to be 반.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
And if you say 반 with a short vowel, it 반. Means group or class.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially at educational institutions. At schools, the class division usually goes like 1반, 2반, 3반, and so on in Korea. And elementary, middle, and high school students are divided by class, and they stay in their homeroom class, so the teacher for each subject comes to the class, rather than students moving in Korea. So they have to keep identifying themselves by grade and class, such as 저는 2학년 6반이에요. 저는 3학년 2반이에요.
So if first grade and second grade are splitting a pizza, it'd be 1반, 2반, 한 판, 반 판.
That's right.
I like to have fun with language. Anything else I need to know?
And if the classes are divided by levels at any educational institution, the classes will probably be called 초급반, 중급반, and 고급반.
Okay. Well, there's all the puns you need for this Friday. I will see you one more time for the weekend.
I'll see you tomorrow.